Hello, Kermit the Frog here.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please.
Well, that's a lie, everybody. It is not Tim and Shay tonight. It is Tim and Mr. Brian Wolford of the Drunken Zombie Podcasting Network.
Hello, back again.
And Mr. Brian Polk of Los Angeles.
Yeah, I don't have any podcasts or anything. That's cool. Yeah,
of the Not Make Friends podcast, 23 minutes of ska.
There we go.
And okay, just one.
All right, just one.
All right, just dude, I almost nailed it though. That was
way
close.
Fuck that up, Tim.
Hey,
it's on the same feed as Not Make Friends, so it's cool, man.
Yeah, it was close enough, you know.
Yeah. Golden.
So I'm real sorry you can't hear the iPad tonight here.
I know.
Because we had the Kermit intro. I've got some good little fun audio clips, but I think what everybody is excited about, myself included, the emo pussies part of the podcast.
The return of the pussies.
Yeah, absolutely. Polk, you were right along with us back in the early 2000s as we were posting our innermost thoughts and desires on LiveJournal.
I read my first year and a half of LiveJournal, and I was not... It took me a while to find some really whiny shit.
Are you serious? Every other post of mine is whiny, horrible shit.
Well, most of my LiveJournal was like, oh, look at these guys I'm hanging out with, playing shows with. Look at this concert I went to. Look at this cute girl I'm hanging out with. I used LiveJournal to brag to the world more than anything.
Oh, you motherfucker. That must have been why I hated you back then. Mine is all like, I'm so pathetic. I don't have a girlfriend. Polk is out partying.
Like, I'm dating two girls at the same time, and I got another one on the side. I don't even know how I pulled that off. I think I was really lying to myself.
Neither do we.
You're a stud, dude. You're a stud. Don't listen to Wolford.
I found some gold, though. I found some pissy ones and some that are just plain funny.
Yeah.
So,
All right. Before we hit the LiveJournal, let's get into Polk again. You can't hear the music. I'm playing the drinking music.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I give Shay full credit to that. But which, by the way, this is a weird episode of Atomicast. No Shay.
It is weird.
It's been... this is the 36th episode, but probably 50 overall between the three seasons that Shay is not a part of this miraculous episode.
Shay has decided, I'm not going to spend my life in that stupid garage drinking beer. I'm going to go experience the world.
This is not a garage, bro.
Oh, man cave.
Bar.
Bar cave.
That's a bar. So, Polk, what are you drinking? I saw the Facebook picture, but I couldn't make out the can.
Yeah, I'm drinking a Ska Brewing True Blonde Ale.
Nice.
Very nice.
Actually, we just started getting Ska Brewing distributed out here in Los Angeles, and we'd always had it in Peoria. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And they had the Mint Stout, which is pretty good, at this beer place. But I was like, why don't you have the True Blonde? And the guy's like, I can order you a case. So after work, I went and picked up a case of True Blonde.
A full case, nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of beer. It's awesome.
Where's that brewed out of?
Durango, Colorado.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, so we are, Wolford brought this in true emo pussy fashion. We're drinking Honey Brown. This is the beer that we used to just, or at least I did. I don't know about anybody else.
I have several LiveJournal posts mentioning you and drinking Honey Brown.
Dude, this was my...
This was your beer. That's why I brought it.
This was my beer from like 1999 to 2000. When did you leave, Polk? 2006 or something?
2006. You hadn't drank it that much by the time I left, though. You were probably done with it by 2003.
Maybe. I remember I drank it at your going away party, but that might have been also a nostalgia sort
of
thing.
Yeah, that was our little throwback. Yeah.
Yeah, but that it was... This was fucking all I drank for years.
I was scouring Friar Tuck's to find an interesting beer to bring, and then I saw Honey Brown. I'm like, I haven't thought of fucking Honey Brown in at least 15 years, so I had to grab a sixer and bring it.
Yeah, it's delicious, bringing back all these fond memories of 15 years ago. It's craziness.
Poor old man.
So I'm drinking Honey Brown, Wolford's drinking Honey Brown.
Yeah.
All right, nice. So should we dive right into the LiveJournal
Do we want to?
Topic.
The return... I think I created the classic segment for the Atomicast.
Dude.
I was laughing out loud at work. Like, the one coworker that I actually share a room with was just like, what the fuck is so funny? I was like, I can explain it to you, but you wouldn't understand because you're like 20.
Yeah. It's
Are you talking about MySpace again? That ancient website?
Dude, it's, you
way
know.
To go, Grandpa and Friendster. Whatever.
I keep saying that Atomicast is an exercise in masturbation because it's just shit that I think is funny and like, and Shay too. And of course, you guys, now that you're on it. So I don't know if anybody else finds it funny, but I did the same thing. I must have listened to that emo pussy segment like 3 or 4 times, just like laughing my ass off. So, yeah, so I hope other people find it as funny as we do. But if not, they can just go fuck themselves.
Yeah, fuck them.
Exactly.
We'll ruin it for everybody else, right? Like, isn't that what you said, Wolfram?
Yeah. If they don't like it, too bad.
So who wants to go first?
I think Wolfram should, because he is just the best at this.
All right, Wolfie.
How many do you got?
Well, I got one just like super long one, but I have to. Whoops, why am I? What am I doing? I got one super long one, but I have to read it because, Wolfram, it's. I can't even explain it to you. I just have to read it. And then I have two other short ones.
Okay. Because I got
one. Yeah, I have a handful. Yeah.
Okay, nice. Because I got one that includes some comments that have to be read with it.
Okay.
Because it involves you.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I have one of those.
I haven't even dove into the comment section. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the comment section really makes it on my live journal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go first.
All right. Do it up, Wolfie.
So this is June 4th, 2001 at 3:23 p.m. Central Time.
Thank you for getting so specific. That's again, important.
Pre-9/11 world. We had a lot less to worry about back then. The title of this one is It's Official. So again, to throw some backstory. This was the stupid girl I moved up Chicago with. We had our problems.
Yeah.
As I've told last episode.
Wait a minute. Go back. When was this written?
June 4th, 2001.
Okay.
So, here it goes. So, me and Diane had a fight on Saturday night, as I predicted, and we broke up. So, apparently on LiveJournal, I was just like, we're going to fucking fight this weekend, like every other post. This time, it was me that broke up with her.
That's an important distinction.
Yes, yes.
This time.
This time. I didn't even catch that.
And this time, I don't even have any interest in getting back together with her. Now, this line is going to come back to haunt me in just a couple.
Because you totally got back together.
Me and her just did not get along well enough to be dating. She's really upset, has gone a little crazy, saying I should just pretend to be her boyfriend for a while. Until she finds another guy. I read this and went, what the fuck happened? I don't have any recollection of this. Someone's just like, we'll pretend to be boyfriend girlfriend until I find another guy that I like to fuck, apparently.
I can't imagine what the fuck happened there.
That's a little weird for me. So now I get to stay here and pay her back and then try to get my own place. Because I'm not the loser in that situation, for sure.
Were you already living with her in Chicago?
Yeah, this was already moved up. I think we were living in her mom's house or whatever.
Okay.
Let me see. So now I get to stay here and pay her back and then try to get my own place. That should be fun. I was just curious, so I looked around apartments online just to get a feel for the rent. And my God, it's going to be pretty tough. But I guess I'll have to tough it out. So that's the entirety of the post.
What's funny is you never did tough it out. You never got your own place.
No.
No, you just crashed with other people.
Yeah, crashed with other people.
Yeah.
So following that up, June 4th, 2001, 8:36 a.m. How is that even possible? Because whatever, LiveJournal's fucked up. So Wasson responds, wow, dude, that's messed up. I'd let you move into my place, but all of our rooms are full now. Are you planning to stay up there?
What a nice guy I was. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
I would have opened my home to you, Wolfram, if I wasn't already living with two other dudes.
Wasson is the best.
Thanks, buddy.
And then I didn't.
What jackass think that I say later?
Polk's
not in this one.
Oh, Polk. Oh.
Surprisingly.
Polk, you didn't give a shit.
I think this is
You didn't give a fuck about his breakup.
This was at the height of Polk's heroin use, so he was just completely
he's chasing the dragon.
Radar. Yeah. Trying to ride that black pony or whatever the fuck it's called.
If you read Thriller around that time, that's what it sounds like, too.
So somebody who I don't know who they are, I looked at their LiveJournal. I'm like, I don't even know who this fucking person is. Apparently we were friends on LiveJournal.
Okay.
Said something about, wow, she sounds stupid. She must be an ass. And then you were like, hey, she's not an ass, which seems weird for you to defend somebody.
You know
usually
what, though?
You just kind of let that shit go.
I almost defended her just now as you were telling that story because I don't remember her that well. But I remember her always being really nice to me.
Yeah.
And not, she didn't seem like a fucking lunatic. Did she seem like a lunatic to you, Polk? Do you remember her that much?
No, at times I think me and her are better friends than me and Wolford.
Yeah. She seemed nice. Yeah.
No, trust me.
I should call her. Should we call her right now and get her take on this subject?
Totally. Do you have her phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
No, I don't. How would I?
Totally. I would totally say do it. So apparently you defended her. And then Cali Girl, who was Diane.
Yeah.
Said, Tim, I love you. You are definitely the cool Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, see that? She was always real nice to me.
As for this Tootsie chick, whatever. Brian will be writing real soon, I'm sure, because everything is fine. He admitted that he was the ass. Enough said. Miss you, which I'm saying, I'm guessing was directed at you. And thanks for sticking up for me. As you know, what I go through with him.
Did I comment back?
To which then Watson responded, I have always been cool, Tim. Everything is fine again? What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, I still think, I'm still glad I said that.
And then she responded with, I will let Brian respond because I don't know how much he wants in this journal, which apparently was just everything because I bitched about just about everything.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you censored yourself too much.
No. As you know me, I would spill everything! Exclamation point. There is always so much more that he doesn't say. I like to edit my life on LiveJournal.
Dude, you're a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
But life is really good right now. Starting over is what we needed. I just needed him to try for once. Smiley face.
So you broke up for like 4 hours.
Probably.
After you said, like, I have no interest in getting back together with her. All this horribly passive-aggressive shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is stuff you do in your early 20s, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure that would fly in our mid to late 30s.
No.
Polk, you're the old guy now, right? You're older than Wolfie, right?
Me? Oh, yeah. I'm like 2 years older than Wolfie, aren't I?
Oh, that feels good.
I just turned 37. Yeah, you're the child on this
episode. Dude, I like being the young guy.
Baby. Infant. Yeah.
But dude, I do remember when you were 2 years older than me and it felt like when I was, whatever, 24 and you were like 26, I couldn't believe how old you were. And now at 35 like and 37, no, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, no, you actually seem older because you're a parent.
Hey, thanks. I'm young in spirit, though. That's what I tell Shay all the time.
Yeah.
All right, Polk, you're up.
Oh, jeez. All right, here. I'm gonna read the first one, which it's kind of whiny, but then
that's the whole point.
Makes it.
Yeah.
This is called Tired, and it was posted on May 14th, 2001. Tired. More tired than lack of sleep. Tired of living. Tired of caring. Tired of sleeping. Tired of being a cynic. Tired of laughing when I don't know what to think of something. Tired of not acting. Tired of working here where I'm not appreciated or even paid attention to until I fuck up or try to educate myself.
This is your first entry?
No, my first entry was like, haha, I'm drunk. This is about a month in, actually.
Okay, yeah, mine took about three posts before I got real real deep. I'm putting deep in quotation.
Three posts on the same day.
I used to post like 4 times a day, too. I was fucking addicted to this shit.
Yeah, right. Pathetic.
Yeah. Tired of my life, tired of questions, tired of being in debt, tired of getting called names, tired of making life decisions, tired of the fear of being wrong, tired of taking the piss out of myself and seeming self-deprecating because I really do think I'm awesome and I hate these moods more than anybody. But I'm sick of these depressing posts. So that was like kind of whiny bullshit teener thing. Very first comment. 10 minutes later from Brian Wolford.
Oh, here we go.
Title, Don't Get Down. Dude, don't get down. I know it's tough being a gay man. I mean, people just love gay girls, but being a gay man is looked down upon? I say don't fret. You'll find the right guy, and you guys will make each other really happy. It pretty much goes on and on. And
I was such a good friend.
Very sensitive, yeah. Wolford.
You start talking about concerts, and then it ends. God works in mysterious ways. He'll hook you up with the right guy.
You were so much funnier back then, Wolford. What happened? What happened to your sense of humor?
I don't know what the
fuck. I know, just from what I've read, I was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so much funnier and goddamn skinnier, too. Jesus Christ, look at that profile pic.
I'm funny, but I don't think my intention... I'm funny now, reading these LiveJournal posts, but I don't think they were funny when I was typing them.
That's the thing. I think some of my posts are funny and sort of insightful, but the ones that aren't are so fucking horrible. And the ones that are like... that I can look back on and think like, hey, that was actually pretty good. It's like... 1% or less of the shit that's in here. So, okay, so this one's kind of long, but I have to read the whole thing, Wolford, because you brought up,
Jesus.
You brought this up last week.
Oh, no.
And you've brought it up to me before. And so it's funny to kind of reminisce and go over the real story as it happened. So this was posted on December 20th, 2000. I've sort of edited out some of the more boring parts. So basically I started the post saying we threw a party.
Nice.
So as all parties do, this one started out kind of slow. People showed up around 8 or so, which was unexpected. Around 8:45, no one else had showed up. And I think that kind of scared the people who did. I informed them that it was rare that parties start before 9 or 9:30, and they seemed kind of surprised. I found out later this is because they were all in high school. So it sounded like you, Paul, throwing...
We were throwing high school parties.
Throwing parties for a bunch of underage people. I'm 21 at this time. Slowly people started coming, and when it rains, it pours, right? Soon there were about 75 people here in every room of my apartment. Pushing my way to the keg got harder and harder. That is, of course, until the keg got cashed. We got another one late in the night, and that one is close to empty, too. So back to the high schoolers. As was expected, they got really drunk really fast and were hanging all over everyone. There was one girl named Christina. She was a cute girl and a hugger, which I liked.
So simple.
Yeah, it didn't take much to please me back then.
Now, was this your Underhill apartment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she got really wasted. She was falling asleep on one of my couches. And I looked over right as she puked all over the couch and herself. She started bawling and screaming and going nuts. We got her changed into one of my t-shirts and cleaned up the mess she'd made. In my apartment, there's a place I call the courtyard. Remember the courtyard guys in that Underhill?
I puked in that courtyard many times.
I'm getting to it, Polk. Okay. Just wait. Or Wolford, sorry. Didn't mean to imply that you would puke there, Polk.
We're both just named Brian. Our last names are even close. You've never called either of us by our first names.
I know, right?
Just call us by our middle name. For listeners at home, all three of us have the exact same middle name.
Yeah. Okay, so there's windows all around the place, and while in the courtyard, people poked their heads out to see what was going on. We told them there was a party, free beer, and they should come down. They did. They were really cool. Unfortunately, they brought along some guys who weren't cool. Not at all. There were a lot of people there, and I couldn't remember all their names. So I started calling people names by their attributes, like Baldy for the guy with the shaved head and Goatee for the guy with the goatee, etc. You love this story.
It's Wolverine, so great.
You brought it up several times.
I would just watch like you say shit like this, not even like thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Baldy, what's up? And I would just watch the rage build in these people. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
I know. This is great. Well, one guy didn't like that. He got up all up in my face about it. I seriously thought he was kidding around. So I started coming back with these lame-ass comments like, dude, I know a guy who can kick your ass. Or, fuck you, I'm a biter. He said something about a gang of thugs in Kewaunee kicking my ass, which, for those of you who don't know, Kewaunee is this like little small town, farm town place. I can't imagine there being a gang of thugs there.
No. It's not even that close.
No,
that'd
it's
be like
not.
A good like hour drive just to come beat your ass.
I laughed because that's really funny. I turned around to see a huge crowd of people forming to watch our fight. it took two girls to make the peace between us. So, Wolford, you would have been one of the guys standing around waiting for me to just fight these guys.
I was probably so fucking drunk, I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, you were. I'm getting to that part, too.
Oh, yeah.
The two girls were the two girls that live in my building and the ones that we shouted to in my courtyard. On two separate occasions, they both took me into a secluded room and talked to me. One mentioned how serious they were and how they intruded on her, and she didn't want them around either.
Did you whip your dick out and be like, suck it, bitch? And then she's like, no, fuck it. They're going to kick your ass.
No, this is me doing a very poor version of a humble brag. I'm just like repeating them complimenting me. It's fucking horrible. I just listened and nodded. It's true. I give people shit because I think it's funny. It's gotten me in some trouble before, but never as serious as this. I told her that and told her it was my fault and that I shouldn't have let it get that far. But honestly, and I'm serious here, I thought it was all a joke. The second girl told me I was a funny shit and a shyster who will do what it takes to get out of trouble. I talk more shit than I can handle, and then I try to talk my way out of it. Very true, I said, especially the funny part. I don't know what the fuck. And we made amends and blah, 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 blah. So, Wolford, this last paragraph, I don't name you by name, but this has to be you.
Probably.
It has to be
more
you.
More likely.
One of my friends was being a dick to his girlfriend.
This was Diane. This is literally the weekend before we moved to Chicago.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. So this had to be you.
Yeah.
One of my friends was being a dick to his girlfriend. I don't want to get into the specifics. She got really upset, and I tried to calm her down. This was very late in the evening, so almost everyone had cleared out. We walked around the block, and I hugged her a lot. I don't know why I felt the need to include that.
Yeah, because I'll tell you my side of how this started when you're done.
Okay. Finally, I had to go back inside and yell at her boyfriend. That was you. I don't remember what I said. And make sure he was on the other side of the apartment so she could walk through and gather her belongings. He puked in my courtyard. And then a friend took him home. That had to be you, Wolverine.
I just remember Polk like standing out in the courtyard, and I was like, dude, I think I'm going to puke. And he's like, dude, go for it. And I'm just like... Get it out.
I was there.
Yeah,
it had to be you encouraging people to puke in that courtyard. Yeah,
just get it out, dude. You feel better?
Remember you guys fighting at a party.
I think you showed up late because I think you were still sober, like you had just shown up, and I'm like, hey, I'm fucking drunk.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
You were working like seconds, right? But kind of late seconds at the time. Am I remembering that right?
Until 1 a.m. at that time.
Yeah, because for a while we would go out and have beers at like one, you know, midnight or one in the morning, whatever it was. After you got off work, that must have been that time.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, because I would have been leaving for Chicago.
So, what was your fight? Do you remember what your fight was about?
Well, it started. Well, number one, me and her were probably fighting every other hour at that point.
Yeah.
So the whole thing started. She wasn't even there yet. We were there, and your friend Emily was there.
Yeah.
And she made some loud proclamation. She's like, I bet that if I held their dick, no guy could ever pee while I was holding their dick. And I had to pee, so I was like, I will take that bet right now because I really have to piss. And you kept telling her, like, oh, don't do it. He's got a girlfriend. I'm like, dude, it's like fucking $20. Shut your fucking mouth. And I wasn't like into her or anything, but I'm just like, fucking $20 just for taking a piss, I'll totally do it.
Right. Who bet you? Was it her that bet you?
Yeah.
So she was going to hold your dick and then give you $20.
Yeah. Well, she made the proclamation to anybody. Okay. And I was standing right next to her. I'm like, I will take you up on that. And then you're like, oh, he's got a girlfriend. Don't do blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, well, you got a girlfriend. That's kind of weird. I don't want to like piss her off. And I'm like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And then like Diane showed up. And she's like, look, I mean, I'm not going to do it with your girlfriend. I'm like, hold on. And I went. She was sitting in the other room talking to, I think, Deb.
Yeah, I remember Deb. Yeah, sure. Bryce's girlfriend.
And I just walked out. I just opened the door and was like, we're broken up. And then shut the door. I'm like, we're broken up now. So it's perfectly fine. She still wouldn't do it.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I know.
I do kind of remember you just sort of willy-nilly breaking up with her for no good reason. That part does sound familiar. The rest of it doesn't at all.
That was every other day.
Yeah. That's true. All right, so who's next? Who started? Wolford, you started?
Yeah.
All right, you're up again.
I got one from November 17th, 2001. So this is a post-9/11 world.
Right.
This one's titled, Damn You, Polk.
Oh, shit.
So it starts out, well, last night was an event. Oh. Okay, so apparently I just label my life events. I called into work, and this is when I was living in Chicago, so I called into work and jetted to Peoria. Polk's mom gave us some pork chops, and then after making fun of Dave Polk for hours, we headed to SOP's and saw the almighty Sacco play. They rocked. While I was there, I got nice and wasted and got to hang out with Randy. Because I remember Randy just randomly showed up. We didn't even know he was going to be there.
Nice.
So I was like, hey, it's fucking Randy. And then I jumped on his back and probably like fractured 3 of his vertebrae. Then after the show, we headed to Richard's, (parentheses) a bar, and drank even more. Only 2 drinks, though, as they shut the place down at 4 a.m.
Oh, motherfucker.
Fucking luscious. Like, what? We can't go till, like, the noon the next day? Then we headed to Janine's, which at the time, Mr. Polk was dating her.
I remember, but you guys traded her back and forth a little bit, right?
Well, I dated her first, and then I dated Diane, and then he dated her.
I picked her up like a year later.
Yeah. Then we headed to Janine's and had to break in through the window as she didn't have her house key. I don't remember this at all. Do you remember, like, hiking her up into a window so she could go inside to unlock the door?
Yeah, I remember that.
You must know where this is headed then.
Yes, I do. The thing was, threesome. I saw...
I saw my side of this, and I didn't think it was as interesting to post, and I read yours, because I think I put a link at the bottom of mine. I was like, he's got a more interesting story about this same exact thing.
After a while of her trying to talk me and Polk into a three-way...
Hey, I was close.
You were
right?
Close. So you tried to talk us into it, but both of us were just like, yeah.
Pussy.
I was super against it. You were kind of like, I don't know, I'm drunk.
I was drunk. I was like, I don't fucking know.
She was like, bring it on, both Brians. I'm like, no, I'm not. No.
I was like, look, I'll just close my eyes. Somebody grab my penis. We're good.
Somebody. Doesn't matter who.
Exactly.
Just somebody.
Try to talk me and Polk into a three-way. I pass out on a nice twin bed at around 6:30 a.m., as opposed to a horrible twin bed.
Right.
I haven't seen the sun come up in a while, so it was an experience.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the sun coming up was the experience, not some weird redhead girl like, hey, we should totally have a three-way.
I don't think, for as long as Janine was sort of around, I don't remember her at all. No. I don't know if we just never ran into each other or whatever. I just
as far as when I dated her, that's like right when I broke up with her was around the time we started hanging out like all the time.
Okay.
So she wasn't like a girl that I dated too much at all when we were doing the Fridays at Corey's every week.
Okay, she must have been a little pre our friendship by a little bit.
Yeah, just slightly.
Yeah, I remember the name a lot and I remember stories and stuff, but I couldn't remember meeting her.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick her out of a lineup if I had to.
Then it ends with now I head to the family dinner and then off to a flick with Wasson (parentheses) who was a bastard for not coming out with us last night. Word schmirk.
Yeah, well, there you go. That was me avoiding
Janine.
Yeah,
you could have gotten talked into a foursome.
I would have done
it. Yeah?
Polk, you could have stayed in the hallway. Me and...
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to do. My two great friends bang it, double teaming the girl I'm dating.
No, you Did you... Okay, I don't know. You can talk, you can say no comment, whatever. After me and her broke up.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, like I totally would have had like threesomes with my hot friends and stuff. And I'm like... What? You didn't fucking tell me this while we're dating? And then she got kind of mad at me because it seemed like the only reason I wanted to get back together. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck?
It's one of the reasons.
Exactly.
I just remember when you broke up that she gave me a bag of your stuff at the comic book shop to deliver to you.
This is how awesome our life was.
She had to avoid you that much. I can't even imagine what was in that bag. Probably just... Well, you had hair back then, so probably a hairbrush.
No.
A broken CD case.
I think she had one of my like old high school t-shirts.
Okay. Still just bullshit stuff.
Yeah, like, just like dumb shit.
Nothing of any value. And these days, if that was left at our house, we'd just throw it away.
Yeah. Right, I'd be like, I fucking need my iPod back. I need my Kindle.
All right, Polk, I think you're up.
My next one is about Janine, too.
Nice.
More Janine stories. I wish I could picture in my head.
This is, I guess, after we had broken up and she called me up to hang out. This is Nutty Broad Part 2 from February 7th, 02.
So you're,
and here's where I...
You're
I'm
also
like,
posting a bunch of private stuff, relationship stuff in public.
Yeah, well, these I made private are just to my specific friends list, too.
Okay, well, that's more acceptable then. Wolford, I'm sure you didn't have that sort of discretion. You were just posting that shit to
everybody. Remember seeing a couple that were private, but I didn't pick any of those, so they must not have been that interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Going to go meet Janine at Steak and Shake tonight. This is also posted at 1 a.m., by the way, because sleep knows no bounds.
Sure.
And I'm not going to let this be weird. Because that oddness will just drive her crazy and make sure that the ball's in my court now. And if she ever tries to talk me into being more than friends, I'll say no. Being friends is better than hating her, because I've done that to death. Grudgingly friends that I can deal with. And I'll just be that strange, wonderful guy that she lost and can't have back. Now that's free entertainment, my friends. Free entertainment.
Dude, I like that. That wasn't so cringeworthy. That's kind of funny and lighthearted, really.
It's kind of cringeworthy, but it's just me being a dick.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's me being a dick in the best way that I can. Like, I'm just going to be nice to this fucking chick. Fuck her. I'm going to be your best friend that she can't sleep with.
Yeah, I like that, though. That was a good one.
That's when we started to become the Brian J. we know and love today.
I like that, though. That's good.
Cynical and angry.
So are you done, or is there comments, Polk?
Yeah, there's no comments on that one, I was surprised by. But
I should have gotten some comments on mine. Although I'm sure they all would have been Jamie, which might have been awkward. But
no, see, we need
like
some Jamie posts.
Mine are Liz, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah, I do remember Liz. I remember Liz.
See, we're talking
Liz or that girl Laura from St. Louis, if you remember her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we went down and see her, and I threw a bottle cap into her eye.
No, you did that to Amy.
That's right, Amy. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, Liz was her friend that I, like,
all the St. Louis girls, they just blur together. Yeah, doesn't matter. They're all idiots.
Not to be confused with Amy's roommate that I lost my virginity to.
Amy's roommate, Todd?
I was Todd, apparently.
Okay, so this is one that I just constantly bitch and complain. This was made November 28th, the year 2000. Went to my place, returned some phone calls from some annoying people that I don't really want to hang out with.
It was probably me.
No, I think this is Mullins. But one came over and was obnoxious, as per usual. Then two people I wanted to come over came over. They helped themselves to my food, which is annoying. They used my phone without asking, which was annoying. They had greasy, nasty hands and felt free to wipe them on my new couches. Of course, a lot of the grease wound up on my phone as well. This is like a fucking old school, like wall-mounted phone, not even a cool cell phone or anything. They tried to take over my TV, insulted what I was watching. It wouldn't give me back my cool-ass remote control. I don't know if I'm saying this to be funny or if I'm really seriously like pissed off about it.
And when was this?
November 28th, 2000.
So this could have been, I think, Bryce and Mullins. Because you were kind of annoyed with Bryce for a while there.
Yes, because he would always fall asleep on my couch, and that pissed me off.
Yeah.
I hated that. I don't know why. I was just like, it just really upset me.
And he'd come over and be like, what are you watching? This shit's dumb.
I think it's Bryce, Mullins, and Angie. I think if I had to put names.
Probably.
By the way, I'm hanging out with Bryce when I go to California. Yeah.
You can have him listen to the show, and I can be like, fuck you, Bryce.
Hey, Bryce is cool. One of them went outside into my courtyard to smoke and left the door open. That was Angie. She was a smoker. So it was butt-ass cold when I went to bed. While preparing my food for themselves, one set off my fire alarm. I told him to hit the button to turn it off, but instead he ripped it out of my ceiling for no good reason.
That's got to be Mullins.
It is. I had to put it back because he's too short.
Yeah.
I tried to drop hints that I wanted to be left alone, since I was annoyed to hell by my stupid visitors, but they didn't get it, and they stuck around pretty much forever. It was not a good night. Tonight, I will chill by myself with no company. I will not answer my phone. I will not return phone calls. That's bitchy, isn't it? Oh, well. The end.
Oh. Tim Lawson of 2000.
I know. That's
miss that guy sometimes.
That's the Live Journal, dude. Just the minutiae of what happened the night before, the shit that nobody cares about. And looking back, you're like, I don't remember that at all. Why did I deem that worthy to fucking type that whole story?
This is Live Journal. You posted everything.
I guess. Yeah. I wish I had gotten the comments. I bet I would have got some good comments on that one. All right, Wolfie.
Excuse me.
Jesus Christ, get it together, man.
I know. Yeah, fucking,
I hate those verbs here.
I might as well be homeless. So this one's called Saturday Night Fever. Now, this first one, I mean, it's two short ones and they kind of go together. The first one's basically just backstory for the other one. But Saturday Night Fever is July 13th, 2003. Had some fun last night. Went to the party after spending like 20 minutes trying to find some place to park. I went inside only to step on Cindy's cat and watch it zoom into the bedroom and hide under the bed. Apparently that just like intrigued me. I was like, dude, that cat just ran really fucking fast into the bedroom.
That's the most interesting reaction to being stepped on. Must document.
Mental note, put that on Live Journal. Yes. Cat ran away from me.
People can think this is hilarious. I got to drink some drinks and eventually got into a conversation with some people out on the balcony about 80s TV. So
not much has changed in
not really.
15 years.
No. It was much fun. After that, we all headed to a really crowded bar where apparently some drama ensued among some of the partygoers. But until I find out the whole deal, I won't go into it.
Smart, dude. You don't want to start drama on Live Journal. You learned your lesson.
Exactly.
With the Diane stuff.
Exactly. People might get the wrong idea and think I'm the one that's causing the drama.
With how you don't want to get back together with her. And then 4 hours later, you're back together with her.
Sobered up and drove home, only to pass out of my bed as soon as I laid down. Woke up feeling totally dehydrated. Hate that feeling. But the only regret for the night was that for the guy-girl ratio, I didn't get hit on once. Okay. I never got hit on for anything, so I don't fucking care. But this next line makes me out to be the biggest prick I've ever heard. And if I knew myself, like if I, again, time machine, I would just punch myself in the face.
Okay.
So for the guy-girl ratio, I didn't get hit on once. Not even by the ugly girls that were there. What a prick.
Wow.
Not feeling at my best. Oh, well, only a week to Hawaii. It must have been a week before the family trip to Hawaii.
Okay.
So 2 days later, that was sort of the setup.
Yeah.
Because I did find out what the drama was.
Okay, and good. I hope that you posted all about it in the live
journal. The suspense is killing everybody, so I'm just going to go right into it.
He can't name the drinks that he drank. We drank some drinks, but he's going to get into the drama.
Exactly.
Yeah, why didn't you? The live journal's for the minutia, dude. You didn't put the drinks that you drank.
I don't remember. I was drunk.
I always listed my drinks out like as a fucking bar guy.
So this one's titled, "So a Happy Freaking Birthday to Me."
So it had to be a happy, like a really happy birthday.
Yeah, so this was two days later.
No irony in that title.
And I'm posting this at 7:58, so you can tell I went out and had a good time for my birthday, probably. And this first sentence is going to make us feel really fucking old. Well, today is the big 2-4.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. So fucking old. I might as well just be pulled out to a pasture and shot, you know? I got a call from Cindy at 7 a.m. Cindy's the one who was having the
you
people at our apartment.
Stepped on
her cat. Yeah, stepped on her cat. Yeah, that's the important part.
You actually went to high school with her.
Cindy
Mitchell.
Yes, I did. Yes, I do remember. Yes, I remember when she hung out with us for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That bitch.
What?
I don't know.
You never even met her. So, well, today's the big 2-4. I got a call from Cindy at 7 a.m. She thought it was funny. I wanted to kill her. Apparently not a morning person back then either. But it was a nice gesture. My mom and grandma, of course, called because, of course, they would. Otherwise, I'd be pissed. It would be like, "What are you fucking calling me on my birthday?" And you can tell we're about to hit the point of the post where we're living in a pre Facebook MySpace world,
right?
And even really texting world. Curse all of you that didn't even email me for a happy birthday. Damn all of you. Yeah, like
Polk, you killed me. I'm sorry, that killed me.
So I guess my expectations was I would open my browser because it wasn't going to show up on my phone, for God's sake. Right, that kind of technology was insane. And just see like a flood of emails and just be like,
happy
oh.
birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So capitalized. So that was important to emphasize that.
Yeah, exactly.
So nothing really happened. I am at work and will go home to sleep soon. Such a fun birthday. I must have been a fantastic person to be around.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I remember those days when your birthday was so important. And now I just, who gives a shit about him? But at the time, it was really just like, I took it so personally when something went wrong on my birthday.
Yeah.
It's like,
why can't I have a fucking fun birthday?
Yeah. It's my birthday. Why are people paying attention to it?
Come on, it's my birthday. Come out at 4 a.m. and drink with me.
It's my birthday.
Come on, assholes.
But while talking to Cindy, I found out the drama of Saturday. Not that any of you care. This is important. Yep,
that's true.
Not that any of you care, but for posterity, I might as well talk about it. And it's a good thing I did, because little did I know, 12 years later. So this guy Brandon was there, and he was hella cool. Hella. We talked about 80s cartoons all night, so apparently I had a big crush on him. That's what it seems like.
Who is this guy?
I don't even know. I think I saw him like maybe once after this. He was kind of hitting on this girl, Amanda. What? Fuck this Brandon guy. I'm going to punch him. So on the way to the bar, they were all holding hands and kissing and stuff. When we got to the bar, she just sort of disappeared. And later we saw that she was hanging on some other guy that wasn't even part of the group.
What?
Needless to say, Brandon was a little miffed about it.
Miffed.
But that's how it goes. I didn't get hit on once, so I was a little annoyed. But what is a hot guy like me to do? Sometimes things just don't change, Tim.
That's true. You're still a hot guy that doesn't get hit on.
Exactly.
All right, Polk.
All right. This one is from May 28th, 2002. It's called Thane Furrows and Dante Hicks.
Oh, Jesus.
It's fucking whiny as shit. I can honestly say that today is going to suck.
and that I'd rather be dead. It's only going to curse until Friday. I'll fight.
That's like the epitome of emo pussy.
Like I've been planning. I just know that's going to happen. Not dumb. Life is a series of letdowns, and I haven't been fucked over in a big long while.
So you'd almost rather die than miss a concert? Is that what I'm hearing?
Just going to Wisconsin in general.
Okay.
Apparently.
Emo so now, pussy.
Yeah, so now I'm starting to recover from my last big life letdown, emotionally and mentally, not financially, and it's just time to get screwed over again. Whee! And I checked the next day, and it was just like, no, yesterday wasn't that bad.
I will say, when shit's going wrong for you, you're still, like, happy about it, mostly.
I try to present happy only because I can get depressed, like, really, really easily.
Yeah.
So if I, like, fake to everybody I'm happy, I can stay happy.
Right, sure.
Way to get deep on the podcast. So, yeah, even when I'm bitching, I used to try to be funny, but this is one of the ones where I was like, I don't think I'm really being that funny. I'm just bitching.
I wish I was dead. I can't go to Wisconsin.
I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead.
Yeah.
I'll find out if I can't go to Wisconsin when I'm fucking.
I'm not going to see a band I've probably seen 10 times already.
I wish I was dead. I'll
probably just go hang out with, like, Jimmy Moon and Chris and Edgy and all these guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right.
Yeah, and then the comments weren't that interesting on this one. It was everybody just be like, oh, come on, man, cheer up, don't be so pissed.
Cheer up, Red Jose.
Was I one of them? Did I comment?
Let's see, it was Kip, Randy, Mike Farmer, Atomic, my friend Mayor, some weird Canadian guy that I used to talk to, and Laura.
Oh, not me. Not you either, Wolford. We didn't give a shit.
Nope, we're like, fuck that guy.
Go die.
I thought he's going to go to Wisconsin, not even stop in Chicago. What a prick.
It's not on the way. If I was going to Milwaukee, I'm a goddamn Madison. I was really looking for posts from when me and you were fighting, Wolfie.
Oh, and, I'm sure those are pretty good.
Yeah, I know, because one time we went to Richard's and everybody made us sit together, and we basically, in the middle of the table, and we basically kind of half turned so our backs were towards each other. And I was like, I remember being like, oh, this is how it's going to go, whatever. And I was just like, oh, that sucks. And then I come home, and you had already gotten home and typed up this big live journal about how I was such a prick.
Yeah. It was like it was a race to live journal. Who could make the passive-aggressive posts
quick? I'm going
to
say this shit first.
Quicker, yeah.
And I knew...
get everybody on my side.
Just seeing that first set me off, and I knew I wrote something, but I couldn't find it. Oh. I couldn't even find when we were fighting. I found when you would come and visit me to get away from Diane on the weekends and save me from having to hang out with Forrest and we'd watch fucking Zoolander and get drunk.
You know, the good life.
Yeah, good times back then.
My favorite, though, is like constantly my best friend Wolford, like every single fucking post.
Because I was pretty awesome.
Was back
then. Not so much anymore.
No, you've changed. You've changed, dude. You really changed.
I did. I got fucking old. My body started to fall apart.
So this one, this is my last one. And let me preface this by saying I'm like getting the nervous sweats just thinking about reading this because it's so fucking awful.
I can't wait.
Oh, I'm excited.
And I know why I wrote this.
And you're talking about this like it's so fucking awful and I'm sitting here with the biggest smile on my face. So dude, excited and can't wait.
This is embarrassing.
I'm sitting on the edge of my chair literally.
I'm bearing my soul to you guys. And I know why I'm doing this too. Because so this is December 1st of 2000. So this was, I was 21. I was sort of...
It was pre-9/11. You didn't have much to worry about.
I was sort of hitting on Jamie via the live journal.
Nice.
And I was not...
Was she sending you booby pics by this point?
No. Not till way after we broke up. Did that start happening.
Nice.
And so I typed this... Because I was sort of inexperienced and sort of felt weird about it. And I was trying to make myself feel better about it while also presenting to her like I was a macho kind of a guy.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking horrible. I hate to admit that I even wrote this shit. But here we go. Okay. First, I know I'm not very experienced in the relationship field. However, I don't believe this is because other girls have ruined me. I feel like it's my decision. And it's one that I've thought about and decided on. It's a decision that I decided on, guys.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm not going to date a lot of women.
Yeah. I made the decision and decided on it. I don't want to be a playa or a playboy or any of that. I feel like if I did that, I'd be cheating myself. I'd be more experienced, but a lot less true to myself.
He's so sensitive.
Which one is worse? Oh, yeah, dude. Totally, I was. Second, I've passed up many opportunities to date girls, among other things.
We were awful.
Yeah.
We should have just got laid as much as we possibly could and said, fuck everybody else.
So here's where I go into a lot of stories about times I almost got laid.
Awesome. This is the best thing ever.
Yeah, no, this is great. I went to a party at a friend's place. It got really big and nuts. And one girl who I only knew in passing said she felt sick. And Wolford, this is one of your friends, but I don't remember who. I don't remember her name. But for some reason, when I think of her, I think of Colorado or Estes Park or something. That's all I can remember. Anyway.
Was this the girl that I was talking about that I was like, Tim's got a six pack and then pulled his shirt up?
No, this is like a big fat girl.
Was it Kate? Okay.
What?
Was it Kate?
No.
No?
But I feel like it was in that group.
Kate wasn't that big.
No. It was in that group though, I think.
Colorado. I don't know.
Anyway. Anyway, so she said she felt sick. Me, knowing exactly how to deal with that, was my usual clever and charming self while inviting her to walk around the block with me. The cool air and exercise would do her good, plus vomiting outside is less embarrassing than vomiting on a couch or something.
It was Kate.
Was this Kate?
I remember this night now, yeah.
Oh, geez.
I remember this
I'll pull up a picture of her. But, you know, the person you just said was huge and fat.
sorry, Kate.
She's not listening. She don't care.
So as we were walking, she asked, when do you plan on kissing me? To which I replied that I don't ever plan to do that. Later that night, her better friends told me that I could have gotten laid if I played my cards right.
It sounds like you were playing your cards just fine.
Well, I didn't get laid, but I guess I didn't want to. Okay.
Yeah, she's the one in the striped shirt.
I don't feel like that's her.
You don't feel like that's her?
I remember Kate.
I distinctly remember this because I was usually more sober at these parties.
Yeah, so you think that was Kate, huh?
Yes.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
I'm absolutely sure.
All right. So story two. I was really drunk, too drunk to remember the whole thing, at another party in the same apartment. Once I'd sobered up a bit, a friend came up to me saying, dude, that girl told me she'd totally sleep with you tonight. Then he pointed to some girl. I was like, I've never seen or talked to her before in my life. And he said, dude, she was just over here. She was hanging all over you, grabbing your butt and stuff. You talked for like 20 minutes and kept pushing her away when she tried to kiss you. Well, I don't remember any of that. I still don't, but I'll take his word for it. I don't know if that's a true story or just some bullshit thing I made up on live journal. Either way, it's kind of funny. Okay. Different apartment, different party. A girl I knew in passing came. She brought one of her friends. I said hi and hugged the one I knew, but it was only going to shake the hand of the one I didn't know.
It's your class.
Oh, dude, totally. I'm a gentleman. Instead, she leapt forward and shoved her tongue down my throat.
What?
It took me a little longer to push her away, but I finally did it. She did it a few more times throughout the course of the night. So as you can see, this inexperience is sort of self-inflicted, but that's how I think things should be for me. I could have slept with different girls on more than one occasion, and this is without even trying.
I'm so sensitive. People just don't understand my art.
Think if I was putting any effort into this.
I would sleep with everyone.
Just imagine it, guys. Can you imagine if I was even trying? Plus, I have an awesome car that goes fast. I have a good job. I make quite a bit more than an average 21-year-old. I have my own place, a big screen TV, a whole bunch of speakers, a DVD player, a kick-ass remote control.
You were obsessed with this remote control.
I know.
Was this when you and Bryce were like competing back and forth? Yes, we were. Better
who could have the better home entertainment system? Yes, absolutely. And I said, man, I'm quite the catch. Yeah, I definitely was. I do wish I could be more of a guy, though. I just don't have it in me. In fact, I don't have it in me to be a guy, Wolfen.
People just don't understand my poetry and my band. We're going to be big.
In fact, if a girl wanted to date me and cited any of the above reasons, I probably wouldn't date her because that would make her shallow. What the fuck? So should I throw everything I've ever believed in away and just date for the sake of dating? Sometimes I think I should. I mean, this waiting for the right girl isn't working and it's making me bitter. I don't hate girls, but I'm coming close. I just don't want to be, quote, alone, end quote, anymore. I put the quotes there because I don't consider myself alone and certainly not lonely. It's just a better word than single. Single.
Is it really?
I don't know. This is my justification there. Single is a good word, and I don't consider what I am good anymore.
Emo pussy to the max.
That is the most emo fucking horrible shitty post. God, I don't think I've had that urge to get in the time machine and beat the shit out of myself until I read that, where I'm just like, what in the fuck, dude? What are you doing with your life?
You'd get there to beat yourself up, and you'd be like, I can't do it. He's just so sad.
He's too fucking pathetic, and he's basically a girl.
Please don't hit me. I don't know if I can take it, because I'm alone.
Not single. I'm alone.
Alone.
I'm bitter. Anyway, that's all I got.
You were living with Fabish and what was Alan. That Alan that lived
yeah,
with you?
Yeah.
They were either one of those sleeping with tons of girls in the apartment.
No, but they both had like... They both had serious girlfriends.
Serious girlfriends.
Stuff. Yeah. And I didn't have a girlfriend. I mean, for a long time, I didn't have a girlfriend. Yeah.
Well, it's because you were...
Because listen, I'm the type of guy that writes that shit. Jesus Christ. I don't blame these girls at all anymore.
Because girls keep trying to sleep with you, and you're pushing them away saying, no.
If I did have a time machine, I'd go back and tell the girls, like, dude, stay away from that fucking weirdo over there.
I wouldn't fuck him.
He's going to type about you on LiveJournal.
They're only interested in your fast car.
My remote control, yeah, that's really what got him going. All right, I'm done.
Wolf, but I was looking over some old live journals. I kept stumbling upon the time that Alan just called me the 1209 Tawanda guy.
Yeah, because Alan loved your brother.
Yeah, Alan and my brother Everybody got along, and then Dave. My brother dated his friend Olivia for a while.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah. I know Alan and Dave had a love affair, but I think you were sort of out. You were on the outside circle of that.
Do you know what my favorite 1209 Tawanda story is?
I think I'm going to guess which one.
Which one do you think it is?
Did it happen in the ICC?
It sure did.
All right, I don't know this one. Tell me.
So, long time ago, before I even met any of you, I used to go to this church group all the time.
Oh, weirdo.
I know. Fucking right? Fucking Jesus pussy. What we should call this one. But these friends I had, like, they had this sister that was a little off. She was obviously had some weird social, like, she would just come up like, hey, how are you? I'm your best friend now. And you're just like, oh, fuck this fucking girl. So I knew who she was. And me and Polk are standing in line at the ICC cafeteria. Like, well, guess I got another fucking tenderloin today because that's all I ate at the ICC cafeteria.
Yeah.
Unless it was Taco Bar Day.
French toast today. Yeah.
So we're standing there, and she walks up, and I know who she is. And Polk's met her before. I don't know if you remember this. When we went to the Halloween party, and you and Randy
I remember running into her in the cornfields, yeah.
Yeah.
But so, that happened. I didn't recognize her until after
I pointed
left,
out.
And I was talking to her for 5 minutes.
So we're standing there, and I know who she is. I know she's fucking nuts. Like, I'm just going to be like, I don't want to deal with this. She walks up. She's like, hey, are you guys in 1209 Tawanda? And I just turn. I'm like, I'm not, but he is. And I just turn and walk immediately to the cashier. And Paul's just left there with his jaw open, like, what just fucking happened?
And I had only known her from that party. Like, I didn't recognize her from, like, shows or anything. So I was really out of my element. It's like, what the idiot, fuck? He just fucking left me with this nutter.
I was like, yep, not dealing with that. And I just left.
Class move, Wolfie. Yep, classy. Yep.
As you can tell by my post on his live journal, I was a classy guy back then.
Oh, clearly. All right, you got one. You got another one, Wolford, or are we done with it? You're out.
I'm done. Polk, you got any more?
Yeah, I'm done. I re-looked over some of these, and they're not as entertaining as I thought. You guys are such better whiny children.
Better emo pussies.
Yeah.
I was trying not to let my inner emo guy. I think I did later, but that's not as funny. Like when you're 25 and you're acting like this.
Well, you should. Sad. At least you have less to be embarrassed about. That's a good thing, Polk. You should.
Oh, did you see the shit I was typing? I mean, it's cringeworthy, but not in like an emo way.
Yeah.
It's like I was constantly drunk.
Yeah.
Remember when I made just a big pitcher of zombies and I just pour myself out one and still cut up a lime and lemon to put around the edge?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's just a fucking lush.
I remember.
We all were, though. That was what we did for 5 years. It was just, I mean, every night.
So I remember my 21st birthday. I went out and had like a shit ton of beer, did 21 shots.
Yep.
I think Anna Mullins bought me a Sex on the Beach because, sure, why not?
Right.
Got completely wasted. Don't remember.
Was I there for that?
I don't even remember.
I think I was there for a bit of it because I think I remember buying you a shot or two.
I don't remember leaving.
Yeah, I was. You were living with Bryce at the time.
Yeah.
At 20? At 21?
Yeah. I turned 21 in that apartment. Yeah.
I was totally.
Really?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got you, what, I think 10 shots in before we even went downtown.
Because
I
drank underage at that apartment for like 6 months before.
So we were hanging out when I was 20, when I was underage. Yeah. We had to have been.
Yeah.
When I was living in Chicago, or not until I moved back home?
Not until you moved back home.
Okay.
But yeah, so then I got shit wasted because apparently that's a phrase.
That's all we did.
And then woke up and went to work at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what I was 21 and you could do that and be perfectly fine.
Yeah, that wouldn't work anymore.
No. I remember Polk, after our apartment got broken into.
Jesus, yeah. When my keys and wallet got stolen and they were like, I was sleeping on the couch at that time, seriously 2 feet below me, right on the floor in front of my face.
But I came home because I was at work when we found out. I came home and Polk's walking around in his pajamas, holding a fifth of vodka like a baby bottle, just like strolling around all like sad and upset.
I had the sports bottle cap on the end of it too. So I could just pop in and chug.
It was nice. Good times. Yeah. I miss those times. I would not want to go back for even a week, but I miss it when we really had nothing to do. That was just like, hey, we got nothing to do today. Let's get a kegger, $50 worth of Taco Bell, and just like fucking play video games and invite all these people over. We'll all just get like a shit face drunk and fall asleep.
Because it's Tuesday, so why not?
Yeah, why not? What else are we doing? Yeah, those were awesome times. I would not want to do that anymore, but I miss them.
No bills, no kids.
Okay, so here's what's going on. We're nearly an hour in. Yeah. So the show's basically over.
It's been emo pussies all 24/7. All right.
I have additional content. Polk, do you want to hang out for the additional content, or are you done?
Yeah, I can hang out for a little while.
Okay, because some of it's audio, so you won't be able to hear it, but you can kind of.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, only I got
I
two.
I really wanted to give out some advice,
dude. Oh, we can do advice next. Okay, we'll do that. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Hopefully, I've reset the stream and everything's good now.
What a shitty song.
Yeah, sorry you couldn't hear it. It was a shitty song, though.
Oh, we still love it.
That part is true. Those cheesy pop punk bands like Newfound Glory and Yellow Card and shit. That was perfect emo pussy music to listen to.
No, we're Yellow Card. We're intelligent because we put a violin in our band. Fuck you, you bunch of pussies.
I loved Yellow Card for like 4 months back in the early 2000s. I was way into Yellow Card.
I made fun of him the first day I heard of him because I'm a musical elitist prick like that.
You totally are.
That's right.
Okay, so
now all I listen to is ska. So
all I listen
the world
to is
won that one.
I just listen to folk music. If it's got anything more than a guitar and a drum, I'm not interested. One guitar and one drum. That's all. That's all my ears can handle anymore. Okay, so let's reset. Wolford, if they want to email the show, do you know the email address?
AtomicCast1@gmail.com.
Polk, do you know the phone number?
Something, something, something dumb.
832-819-3867. That's 832-819-DUMP.
Come on, Polk. He was all down for you.
I'm dyslexic. Like, I was ever going to memorize those numbers. Jesus
Somebody
Christ.
Had, yeah, I was waiting for the dump part.
I'm sorry I left you hanging. I've disappointed you once again, Mom.
That's all right. So you can do this part, though, Polk.
He's going to post about it in LiveJournal later. Yeah. We should all go make an emo pussy one.
Dude, we totally should.
We should make an emo pussy post.
I kept my LiveJournal kind of going until 2010.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Fucking
yeah,
hipster.
Well, after I moved out to California in 2006, I kind of slacked off on it a lot. And by 2010, that's when I started my ska podcast, and that's what was the website for the ska podcast for a long time.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, until I brought it all over to my own website.
Yeah. All right, Polk, so you get to do this part. Why, though, would they care to email us or call us?
Get some advice. Tell them how much Shay sucks. You can write an email about Shay sucking, and they'll never, ever read it on the air.
That's true.
That's right. I forgot to read your email that, you posted that Shay should eat guacamole.
Shay, you eat like a child if you don't like guacamole.
Yeah, guacamole is the fucking best.
Chicken nuggets, macaroni and cheese.
Is he one of those assholes that puts ketchup on chicken McNuggets?
I don't think so. I don't know, though. I know he likes honey mustard. He eats everything with honey mustard. So
Okay. He's all right, but he's in, like, eighth grade now.
Yeah.
He needs to grow up and eat some goddamn guacamole.
He's probably listening. We love you, Shay. We're just messing around.
I love Shay. I really wish I would get to know Shay better, because I listen to my best friend and a stranger every week.
Yeah, Tim's going to be like, hey, you want Wolford to come on? He's like, fuck that guy. He made fun of me for eating chicken nuggets.
I make fun of him for that shit all the time. One time had a New Year's resolution that he was going to try something new every day.
Yeah.
And I was really encouraging him to make that about food, you know? And, not because he needs to be fatter, but just because there's so much good food out there that he's missing.
Yeah.
And I was with him when he ate ranch dressing for the first time.
What?
And it didn't hit him like it hits me. I fucking love ranch dressing.
Yeah. That shit's gross as fuck.
No, you just tip that bottle back and just pour it down your throat because it's amazing. Ugh, it's like ranch liquid dressing gold. Is like,
that shit is so gross.
No, dude, it's
my
good.
My wife tries to get me to eat it all the time, and like she's like, oh, I put a little on my finger, lick it off. She's like, no. She's like, gross.
It's not dog sperm, I swear. It's not dog sperm. It's ranch dressing. I swear it is. Try it.
Polk, have you given it an honest shot?
I used to love it, dude. I used to fucking love it.
Oh, so you're just over it.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
See, I feel that way about sour cream. I won't fucking touch it. And mayonnaise too. I won't go near it. It's so gross. But I know that if I gave it an honest shot, I would like it. But there's no reason to introduce that into my diet. I have so many unhealthy eating habits. I don't need that one.
Speaking of, we should talk about our diet.
We should. Should we?
Polk, I'm 206 pounds, so I'm beating all your ass.
Oh, you skinny fucking piece of shit. Asshole. How dare you?
I live in California. I'm pretty.
Yeah,
she's just like, you need to drop some weight, fatty. Like, but, and then I listen to your podcast. I'm like, I'm not doing so bad.
But hey, you're fatter, relatively speaking, because you're out in Los Angeles, where it's skinny, beautiful people. You're
I'm
a big
one of the
fucking
guys
chunk.
Out here. I'm fucking fatty.
We're in the Midwest. We're thin, dude.
People are like, hey, look, it's Melissa McCarthy. It's like Polk's like, what?
When did she get a haircut?
So let's talk about that before we dive into advice. Wolfie, where are you at?
So I weighed in today for the first time in forever.
Yeah. For the first time in forever.
So I got this drum roll.
Yeah, I don't have a thing.
Fuck. You fucked that up, Tim.
Sorry, bro.
So today I weighed in at 340 pounds. I gained weight.
You gained 13 pounds?
Apparently.
How did you do that?
Because it's been super stressful lately, so I've been eating a shit ton
Stop
of food.
Stop eating, you fucking fat piece of shit.
Fat fucker.
I've made Shay start texting me and calling me a fat fucker every time I get hungry. Would that help you? Should I text you and call you a fat fuck all the time?
And I bet Tim responds, thanks, I love you too.
I really do. I'm like, Shay, I'm getting hungry. And he's like, don't eat, you fat fucking piece of shit. I'm like, okay. I won't. Good call.
That's not going to work, because then I'll just send you a picture of like the nachos that I'm eating. Like, so good. And you'll be like,
that's
God
right.
damn it.
I won't do it. Dude, are you serious? Yeah. You gained 13 pounds.
Apparently.
That's bullshit.
Did not feel it whatsoever.
Wow.
But been stress eating.
Last week you said you've been eating better.
I have been.
But you haven't been to gain that much weight.
The last 4 days have been nothing but soda pop and donuts.
I wish, because that sounds amazing.
Yeah, me too. Jesus Christ.
No, because, like, I don't know. I just had tons of shit going on. My grandpa died recently, which was like a month ago.
Yeah.
It sucked. Luckily, I wasn't, like, super close to him, so I wasn't, like, distraught. But I was still like, oh, fuck it. Pizza makes me feel better.
Right.
Last week, my grandma, who I lived with, who's basically like my mother, found out she's got lymphoma. So I'm like, well, somebody fucking call Papa John's because we need some more pizza in this house.
Yeah.
Aww.
So it's just been like fucking pizza. And I told a man the other day, I'm like, we need to get that Riverplex membership, which he's been talking about forever. And I'm like, why haven't you done it yet? I would go walk on a fucking elliptical or some dumb shit.
But dude, you lose weight in the kitchen, not in the gym.
I don't care.
That's what they always say.
I don't care.
Because I've been working out like crazy for 3 years and gotten fatter because I eat like a fucking maniac.
Stop dirty bulking, man.
I know. Yeah, I'm a dirty bulker. So I'm...
You're pulling ahead.
As of today, by like a shitload.
Yeah. So I got
As of today, 244. So I've only lost 11 pounds in 3 months, which is not good.
But now you're 23 pounds ahead.
I'm fucking...
I don't know the percentage, but yeah.
Dude, I'm way ahead of you. You've got a lot of ground to make up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... and dude, it's tough. It's hard, especially as you get older. I remember, I mean, when I went from fatter than I am now to super skinny, and I remember it being like relatively easy. Because I was like 25 and all I had to do was skip two meals and I'd lost 8 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's at 35, 10 years later, it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. But
we're going on a trip next weekend, so I know
that you're just going to keep getting fatter.
There you go, man.
Yep, camping with our good friend Tony Wash, going up to some cabins with some horror fans, hanging out, watching some movies.
There you go.
Drinking a shit ton of beer and eating a bunch of shit on the grill.
Yeah. Well, so, now I don't feel too bad about the three beers I've drank tonight because I am fucking
you're
killing
a rock star.
It, dude. I'm killing it. And my wife is going out of town with my kid this weekend.
Oh, holy shit.
I'm a fucking single bachelor for the first time in a long time.
Nice.
I'm going to go eat.
Emo pussy time.
No, it's just time to eat, man. It's time to go out and have a couple beers and eat.
Shay is going to be like, don't fucking do it. He's going to be your wife for the weekend.
Yeah, Shay can suck a dick.
You probably would if you'd let him.
All right, that's the fat update. I'm fucking killing it.
Fat update.
Okay, so let's do some...
This episode is sponsored by Papa John's. <Let's>,
I wish. All right, so let's do some advice. Polk, I think that you will be able to speak to this more than me and Wolfie.
Okay.
I'm a musician. I have been since middle school, and my dream has always been to go on tour. I am 26 years old. My wife knew that from the moment we started dating, and she has always supported me and got angry if I ever said I was going to give it up. I've joined a more successful, stable band that has gained some momentum. The group is waiting to set a 2-week tour in Europe to press for more momentum. I have propositioned her on the idea, and I simply got a no. Because I have to work and I'm going to leave my family for 2 weeks to fend for themselves, though the tour would be very far off, another year probably, and there would be time to save up for it and have everything at home covered. If I turn it down, I will potentially lose my spot in the band and eventually give up on the dream. Is it wrong for me to feel any resentment because I married into a family? Polk, Mr. Musician over there?
Oh, you got to remember, I was the shitty one in my band. I was basically a band manager who got to sing and play keyboards.
But you had keyboards. You had
accordion and a Moog realistic. All right.
I was going to say, let's be truthful.
You had the dream, though, buddy, right? I mean, you had the dream of touring and being like in a band, right? That's why you did it.
No, well, 12 and 9 to 1 was always just to be... goofing around with my buddies to get into shows for free. I mean, that's exactly what it was.
Oh, really? You never thought that was going to be a successful band?
No. The point of that band was to play with the Kilowatts and see them for free and the Valoria beat and the Spooks. I mean, that really was the point. And me and Tim and Josh were always writing stupid songs and singing them anyway, like on car trips, because we lived out in the middle of nowhere, so that was 40 minutes to get to Peoria usually.
Right.
And we'd hang out so often, we'd shoot the shit so often. We knew everything, so we'd write these stupid songs. And we're like, yeah, let's just start playing those goddamn stupid songs.
Newsgirls?
Enough people. What's that?
Newsgirls?
Yeah, Newsgirls was one. That was written by Josh and Tim.
Yeah.
Just like stupid shit like that, and that was fun. But I did kind of want to do, like, be a tour manager for a long time. And that would be like going out with other bands and making sure they'd get paid and making sure they were getting to the venues on time. Dude, this poor fucking guy, she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah.
But I mean, he needs to think about it. He's a dad now.
Sort of. He married into, he's a stepdad.
Polk,
you can't hear, but Wolford's giggling because I am playing a 1209 to Wanda song.
Theme song to Emily.
No, or
that's the best song ever.
This is my favorite song from Total Wine that I've heard.
Better known as the song. Theme song to the highly professional show.
That's right. Never aired. I fucking forgot about that shit. Yes.
the sketch comedy show we were going to do on cable access that we shot the like two segments for, and it never did again.
After our arch rival, the AJ show.
was one of the segments when me and Fuller drove around and I shouted shit at people through the...
Oh, yeah.
Because I was running the camera and Polk was driving, and you guys were in the back seat like, nice shirt, nice and shiny.
White boys.
Yeah, just yelling.
White boys rule.
It was a clear ripoff of Jackass where we just drove around and I yelled shit at people through a megaphone.
And Fuller sang Ba with the Ba as we drove by the police and pulled over.
That's right. yeah, good times.
But anyway, this stepdad.
I say stepdad. It's her fucking problem.
he married knowing he was going to be a dad. Yeah, it's not like 2 years later he has a kid.
Yes.
And then...
So he needs to give up on his dream, basically.
Well, I mean,
as we talked about last week.
Just quit early, dude.
Where is this guy at? I mean, I'm sure there's more lucrative places that he can be that would be closer than going over to Europe. I mean, is he in America?
I don't know.
A lot of differentials. It's like, go to fucking Los Angeles for 2 weeks and play a bunch of industry shows. Do it in Chicago. Do it in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, like, tour locally, where you can get home to your family if you need to.
Yeah, and if you're not near, like, a big place, like, at least go to a bigger one that's in driving distance, man.
Yeah.
I will argue that he did say the tour's probably going to be, like, a year away. So I do feel like that is a long time to sort of plan this whole situation out.
Well, who even lives today where they have a stay-at-home wife? Because it seems like it'll be all on him to support the family, especially if he goes away. We'll need to save up for those 2 weeks. Doesn't he get vacation day pay? What kind of job does he work as his day job?
You're being so judgmental, Polk.
This guy has a lot more problems than he thinks he has, is what I'm saying.
Listen to this guy living out in L.A. telling everybody else what to do.
What a dick.
I know. I couldn't afford to live out here not for my high-paid wife.
Okay, so the next two, I've only got two more, and they're both emo pussy questions that we would have asked at age 20-ish. Okay, I need some advice here. Say there's a girl or a boy that you like. You've seen them briefly, didn't talk to them, but you talk to your friend about them. Said friend, being your savior, tells you where said boy or girl lives. How would you ask them out? Would you go to their door with a rose and formal attire and ask them out? Or something out of this world romantic?
That's stalking.
Wow. I zoned out like halfway through that question. So he knows where the person is that he likes?
Yeah. And he wants to know, should he dress up in like a tux and bring a flower and ask him on a date?
No, because that's weird.
Yeah.
It's totally weird.
Fucking ask on Facebook. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go out to a movie?
Text.
And that's it.
Do you want to have sex with me? Yes or no?
Do you want to fuck? Just break it down to the simple.
When are we going to bang? That's the one.
Yeah, but isn't that something you would think at age 20, 21, like how to romanticize her? Because you've seen it in movies and shit where these like romantic gestures
that's like
win the girl.
16-year-old bullshit.
Maybe it is even younger than 20. Yeah, you might be right.
No, if they're 20, because like our generation, what we would do is stand outside their window with a boom box over our heads.
Absolutely.
And everybody's like, what the fuck is a boombox? Hold up your iPod and just... No, you have to have headphones in. You can't hear it.
Bluetooth speaker. Yeah. What are those jawbone Bluetooth speakers? The little pillbox thing. Yeah.
So that seems ridiculous. That seems a little much to put on formal attire and show up with a rose.
It's weird to show up no matter what. Don't show up on somebody's doorstep. No. It's fucking weird.
Just... run into the chick and start talking to her like a normal fucking human being.
Yeah.
Now here's the best way. As we learned in the now I think 11-year-old movie Napoleon Dynamite, you make her a cake and you just leave it on her doorstep. It's so much simpler.
Draw pictures.
Yeah. I drew you this picture. There's more where that came from. You go to the dance with me.
Okay, and this is the most emo pussy friendship drama that doesn't need to be dramatic shit. I love this question. And it goes on forever because it's hilarious. My friend is constantly refusing to watch movies I like because he's decided without even seeing them.
First world problems.
I know. Yeah. He's decided without even seeing them that he hates them. We watch movies together all the time, but I'll frequently pick a movie that he digs his heels in and says he'll never watch because it's stupid, even though he's never seen it and often can't even tell me what it's about. He's constantly telling me movies, TV shows that I like and that he's never seen are overrated. How can you call something you've never experienced overrated? He considers himself a Marvel superhero fan, yet he skipped both Thor movies because he says they're boring. Again, he's never even watched them, and he finds the way Thor talks annoying. I actually like this guy. Oh, that Thor movie sucks. He talks like a bitch. He also refuses to ever watch anything with Sean Connery in it because he thinks his accent is stupid. Dude, I swear to Christ I could hang out with the buddy.
Yeah, that kid's cool.
He sounds fun.
You do your best.
He instantly dismissed Ant-Man without even seeing the trailer just because he thought the name was dumb. This is a near constant thing. He finds some silly reason to hate half the movies I want to watch without ever having seen them. It's infuriating. It's been a tradition of ours to see every Marvel movie together, but I've informed him that he's ruining the movies for me. And if he doesn't stop being so stubborn and close-minded, I'm not going to watch movies with him anymore. He says I'm just being overly dramatic about it. Am I? What should I do?
I was gonna hope that he had some examples. Like, we need some examples. Maybe your taste in movies just suck. But now I'm imagining his friend like wearing a beret and just like, you know, those like horse riding pants. And he's just like, you don't understand true cinema. No, I have no idea.
No,
they're both retarded.
No, I like the friend actually. I think he's funny. I picture this guy as clearly being way over into fucking shitty action movies, and this guy's just like, nah, I'm not gonna watch Thor. That guy talks like a dipshit. I don't watch Sean Connery movies either. That guy talks like a dipshit too.
See, I think the friend.
We can't be
just
friends anymore, Tim.
Okay.
The friend is just being like funny. I think he's just messing with the advice seeker. And the advice seeker is too autistic to know what's going on.
I think so, too. Some of these seem like clear jokes to me. Just like, I'm not going to watch Ant-Man. I'm not even going to watch the trailer for Ant-Man because the name is stupid. Nah, fuck it. He's just fucking around with this kid. Yeah. It's funny.
I do a fucking podcast with idiot people who don't like most of the movies that I like. So fucking Randy's like, Boba Hotep's the worst movie I've ever seen. I'm like, you're a fucking retard.
Well, that movie wasn't that good, though.
Thank you, Polk. I was going to say, and I love Bruce Campbell.
Shut
but
the fuck up. The movie's great.
It's not a great movie.
There's something else that Randy just thinks is awful, and I'm just like, you're an idiot. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. Both these kids need to get a life, because Jesus Christ. If I stopped being friends with all the people that I didn't like the same movies they did, I would probably be living alone, and my cats wouldn't even live with me, because they'd be like, I don't like this bullshit either.
I think the friend just wants to get away. I think he's just, I'm just going to say the most retarded bullshit. It's his kid. Stop bothering me. I'm not really his friend. He just hangs out with me. He follows me to the cinema all the time to watch Marvel movies.
You know, that's something
I tell him I'm not going to the next one so he doesn't show up.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's you might be totally right about that. He's just fucking around so that the guy will leave him alone. Yeah.
I bet the guy that sent this question is super excited to see Joe Dirt 2 when it comes out.
I think that's a direct to DVD thing, right? That's like
direct to Crackle streaming service.
Oh no shit. Not even going to real DVD. Well, I guess DVDs are not a thing anymore.
Not really.
All right, so that's advice. Oh, that's good times.
That was good times.
All right, Polk. So the last two things I got are audio, so you're gonna miss out on the audio.
Should I just bail? I'm in California. I got vegetables to cook on a barbecue.
Yeah, if you want to eat, that's cool. We're just going to talk about Shia LaBeouf.
You should eat while you're in the microphone. That'd be great.
Have you seen?
I got my vegetables.
Polk, have you seen Shia's motivational video?
My work internet is like so bad, and audio doesn't play. Okay. Like, but I've seen people posting it, and all I see is him in front of like a green screen, like jumping around like at half speed.
It's you have to watch the initial one. It's so fucking bizarre. So I'll leave you with that, and then we're gonna do a mystery thing that's all audio too. So, yeah, you can bail. Go eat your food that you've marinated and done whatever with, you fucking fancy Californian
dog scene.
Hey, I'm trying to lose weight because I'm a goddamn fat son of a bitch.
Yeah,
fuck off.
What are you 204?
206.
I weigh like a whole other person than you. It's because I live in Illinois, where Twinkies are our food group.
Oh, Twinkies are fucking awesome.
Yeah, they are. They sure are. All right,
guys. Thanks for letting me be on the show.
All right, Polk. Good talking to you.
Love you guys. See you later, you emo douchebags.
See you, buddy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
All right. Do I need to do something here? I feel like I should hang up.
There we go.
Yeah, he hung up. All right, I'm going to unplug this shit so it doesn't...
Oh!
Yikes, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry, Charlie.
All right, so I got... have you seen the Shia LaBeouf...
I've seen people post it, but I haven't watched it because I'm like, eh.
You're still not going to watch it, but you're going to listen to it.
Sure.
Do it! Just do it!
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true!
This guy's a fucking lunatic.
Do it.
So angry.
This, when he gets so upset, he's like, he's going like this.
Some people dream just success.
Do it!
He's pointing at his fist.
Nothing is impossible.
It's so weird.
Well, he's in front of a green screen. Are you are you supposed to superimpose what your dream is into it?
And you're not going to stop there.
So
no, what are you waiting for?
Do it.
Do it.
I totally guessed.
Do it. Yes, you can. Just do it.
Yeah, this is great.
Somebody needs to take the audio and put it over like a Nike commercial or something. Just do it.
People are fucking around with this whole thing. And so here's the theory is, and I kind of agree with this, because I think Shia LaBeouf is a little crazy. I think he's a little, I think he's a little out of his mind.
Little?
But I also think he filmed it right in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
And he talked in this cadence where there's long pauses in between things.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
I fucking think he did this on purpose.
He did.
He made it so that people could fuck around with it and put it in other stuff and do weird things with it.
Yeah.
I really think that he did it on purpose.
Did you see the Jean-Claude Van Damme stuff where he did that?
No.
He filmed himself in front of a green screen doing all sorts of like poses and like action moves, like with a gun and stuff. And then he would just say like, no, or just, you know, something. And he put it up for free and he's like, yeah, just put it in whatever you want.
Just fuck around with it. Yeah. Yeah. I think, and it wasn't as self, I don't think he set it out there to like say, hey, do shit with this.
Yeah,
I think it was a sort of a pose because apparently he did this for some film class in California. He like filmed this motivational thing, but I think that this was in the back of his mind that he was going to do it in a way that that people could fuck around with it. I don't think he's a lunatic. I think he's just a little bit crazy, and I think he's doing it as mostly a joke. But who knows?
Yeah, he grew up with like a hippie family, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and he's got a really, I can't even remember the story off the top of my head, but he's got a really weird fame story, too, of how he became famous. Do you know it off the top of your head?
No. I just remember he was on Even Stevens.
Yeah.
Then was on season 2 of Project Greenlight. And then after that, I saw him, like, in everything.
Yeah, he just exploded all of a sudden. Yeah. And I think it was just sort of persistence, and he grew up in a poor family, and he just sort of just started showing up at everything until he got famous somehow.
He was always really good. Like, if you watch season 2 of Project Greenlight, I actually really enjoyed him on that because he took everything very seriously.
Yeah.
And he kept like telling the directors, like, look, we got to get the actor here because I got to connect with them and be ready for this emotional scene and all this stuff. So,
yeah. You
know, then he went Looney Tunes.
So. I think he takes it seriously, and I think, I don't know. He's just an interesting, an interesting guy. And that motivational speech is hilarious. I just think it's...
Do it!
Do it!
There should be a new sounder.
I'm going to cut it up and use it for a soundboard.
Nice.
But I'm lazy and I didn't do it this one. Okay.
You'll just throw it at Shay next episode. He's like, what the fuck is that from?
Or I'll just say, Shay, make this a soundboard thing, dude, because I don't know how to do it. Okay, have you heard of Frederick Valentich? So this is sort of an Atomic Cast mystery. So let's get the shit up, shall we?
Oh,
here we go.
I'm terrified already.
Oh, it's on, buddy. It is on.
Robert Stack was one of the scariest people in my childhood.
I loved this show when I was growing
up. I loved it, but it was always freaked me the fuck out.
I know, it was creepy. So this one, have you heard of Frederick Valentich? Valentich? I don't know how you say it.
I have not.
So he's a 20-year-old kid. Okay. He disappeared. He was flying just a small, a Cessna, like a small one-person airplane from Australia to somewhere else. I don't know. Somewhere else.
Somewhere in the world.
Somewhere in the world, but it was a very short flight.
From Australia? Is this lost? Did he end up on the island?
I don't know. Well, maybe. You never know. So he disappeared. It was on a 125-mile flight, which is a very small flight, really, considering you're in a fucking airplane. On October 21st, 1978.
Wow.
So many, many years ago, before I was born.
Before GPS and before...
Is this before you were born?
Yes.
Yes, 79. You were born in July of 79. Yeah. I was born in October of 79. So, apparently he radioed Melbourne Flight Service at 7:06 p.m. to report an unidentified aircraft following him. I've got the audio to play of this actual recording.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, he sees these lights passing around and kind of playing games with him and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just going to go ahead and play that audio now. Let me pause this.
This is Delta Sierra Juliet. Is there any known traffic below 5,000 feet? No known traffic. Seems to be a large aircraft below 5,000 feet.
What type of aircraft is it?
I cannot confirm. It's
beautiful, bright, seems to me like landing lights. The aircraft has just passed over me at least 1,000 feet above. Is there any Air Force aircraft in the vicinity?
No known aircraft in the vicinity.
Seems to be playing some sort of game. He's flying over me. Delta Sierra Juliet, it's not an aircraft, it's...
Can you describe the aircraft?
As it's flying past, it's a long shape. Cannot identify it. It has such speed. It's before me right now, Melbourne.
How large would the object be?
Seems like it's stationary. What it's doing right now is orbiting. The thing is just orbiting on top of me. It's also got a green light and a sort of metallic, like, it's shiny on the outside. It's just vanished. That strange aircraft's hovering on top of me again. It's hovering and it's not an aircraft.
All right, and that's it.
That's fucked.
Was that weird?
That's weird.
Did it give you the shivers?
It creeped me out a little bit. Just the idea of UFOs in general kind of weirded me out.
You believe in UFOs?
No, but I really want to.
Yeah.
Because just the idea of like, yeah, you're in a plane, you're up in the air, and then there's like this thing hovering up above you, and it's just like, right. What the fuck do I do?
So this guy was never heard from again. That was his very last transmission is when he said, it's not an aircraft, yeah. And then the loud sort of clanking noises that you heard, and then that's... Yeah. That's it from him. Never again. They did recover many years later, many like, I don't know, 5 years later.
Yeah.
Part of a Cessna that the serial numbers matched his plane, mm-hmm. but they matched a wide variety of Cessna planes produced at that time. So it is not definitively his plane, but it seems likely. So this would have a lot more credence to it in my mind, except that this guy, Frederick Valentich, was a flying saucer enthusiast before this ever happened.
Yeah.
So to me, that seems weird that he'd be obsessed with flying saucers, mm-hmm. start getting his pilot license and all that shit, and then end up being abducted by a flying saucer or shot down by a flying saucer or whatever he's implying happened. Yeah. That seems like
it's a little weird.
It's a little too big of a stretch to me. He also didn't seem like the best pilot in the world. He had some disciplinary actions taken upon him for not following some procedures. And
did he have to go to Top Gun school?
This is Australia, bro.
Oh. Did he have to go to Top Gun school?
Mike?
That's a horrible Australian.
That was really awful. That was fucking pathetic. So, of course, UFOlogists are all over this saying this was a genuine thing. But it's weird when... somebody that's obsessed with UFOs gets abducted, it really just takes the level of credibility down by a significant amount.
It was weird. It's like, oh, I'm fucking tracking Bigfoot all over the place. And then, oh, miraculously, he was killed by Bigfoot the next day.
I know. It's fucking weird, right? So the general consensus is that this was a night flight. He was not an experienced pilot. He was still trying to kind of get his license and stuff. The general consensus is that he somehow got disoriented. It was flying upside down and caught the reflection of his lights on the water. And that's what it was.
That's bad times.
Yeah. So he's probably dead. Probably not UFOs, but still creepy audio, I think.
It is still creepy audio, especially like when you hear audio and it's like, well, this is the person's last words ever.
That was really legit. I mean, it's even creepier to think he might have survived the flight and died like... Yeah. Drowning, you know what I mean?
Sharks.
Yeah, he was probably swimming in that giant stretch of ocean, thinking, "Oh man, I thought that was a UFO, but I just fucking crashed into the water like a dipshit. That was fucking stupid." Yeah, just hating himself. Like his final thoughts are just hating himself, and then a shark ate him.
See, I was hoping this was a Bermuda Triangle story.
No, Australia. Yeah. Sorry, dude. Bermuda Triangle's not a thing.
Nothing's a thing.
That's true.
What do you believe in that's weird, Tim? Anything?
Not much anymore.
You don't like ghosts? You don't believe in ghosts?
No, I don't
believe in UFOs?
No. No.
Don't believe in big feet?
Well, big feet, sure. Bigfoot,
What about Bigfoot with big feet?
I don't believe in the Bigfoot part.
Loch Ness Monster?
No.
Chupacabra?
No.
New Jersey Devil?
No.
Mothman, isn't that something?
Mothman?
I don't believe in him.
Scientologist?
I don't believe in Scientology. I don't believe it exists. No, you know, I used to, though. I used to really, I was like Mulder. I wanted to believe for a long time. Yeah, because the world has seemed so much more interesting when that shit happened in it. But as you get older and you sort of drop that, really there is a part of the world that seems a lot more interesting without it. You know what I mean?
No.
That really, like, this is what it is. And if you can just sort of accept what it is, it's way more exciting to just sort of know. You know what I mean? Instead of dream about things that might be.
It'd be much more exciting if there were Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. You're like, there's fucking dinosaurs swimming in that lock. Dinosaurs, Tim.
Yeah.
You've seen Jurassic Park. Come on.
I would like a Jurassic Park style thing. That would be fine. No, I actually wrote a report in high school about the existence of Loch Ness. And I very much came on the pro side that it did, because there's these caves and we can't even explore all the caves and shit. As time goes on, it's like, what in the fuck? Like,
we had those Time Life mystery books in the library at school.
Yeah.
So in grade school, I check those things out. Like I would basically just go hand it back in and then check it right back out again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the same part of us that likes the horror thing, I think likes that part too. And I did too. I mean, I would read ghost books like crazy, and I would try to find ghosts and try to find evidence of ghosts, and it's just all fucking stupid shit. But it's still interesting. I mean, I still like the idea of it, but I don't believe in it.
Yeah. We're old and boring. We've died inside. Our imaginations are gone.
But I really do think that it's a better life once you've accepted that it's not true.
Except the guy who has a kid.
Yeah, exactly. No adventures. I'm going to ruin my kid, too. I'm going to tell him from a very young age, there's no Santa Claus, there's no God, there's no UFOs, there's no Bigfoot.
There is no Easter Bunny.
You are stupid. You're a stupid child. I know better than you.
Tim, she's 3.
Not yet.
It's better she learns now.
Yeah, exactly. Teach them young. All right, so I'm done. Are you done, Wolfie?
I'm done.
You got nothing for me?
Nothing.
Zero.
Zero.
Zilch.
How long have we gone? It's been like an hour and a half.
It has been an hour and 35 minutes. If you want to get in touch with the show, atomicast1@gmail.com. Call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. Atomicast.com has all the social media shit. So I guess that's it. This is for Atomicast signing off. This is Tim.
This is Brian.
Go fuck yourself, Montana.
For classic episodes, hop on over to radio.atomicast.com and listen live on Wednesdays at 9 Central.